da 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 da. Blue skies smiling at me, nothing but blue skies do I see. Blue birds singing a song, nothing but blue birds all day long. Never saw the sun shining so bright, never saw things going so right. Noticing the days hurrying by, when you're in love, my, how they fly. Blue days, all of them gone, nothing but blue skies from now on. Be-a-dee-dee-doo-be-dee-doo, be-a-dee-dee-doo-be-dee-doo.
Well, welcome back to the second hour to Health with You. This is a kind of an unusual presentation tonight. Some of what we're talking about is to some of you maybe boring as all hell get out. I hope it's not, because after all, it's for your health. And much of what we get through the medical community is, as we've shared with you, is not always as positive as it should be. And I'm not saying that doctors don't care. I think that they're overwhelmed. I think amongst the things that we face in this country today is this insanity with this invasion that is affecting this country. You can call it immigration. They're not migrating. They're invading. And we have a administration that is openly willing to allow it to happen. And as we've watched what's happening in Texas and the Supreme Court decisions that are telling Texas, you tear them down, you open it up. Well, now it's getting worse. They're now sending military down to tear these things down so they can open up and bring more. Who do you think they're going to be going to? They're going to get free medical. They're going to be going to the hospital emergency rooms, whether they've got cancer, whether it's heart disease, whether they got in an automobile accident. It doesn't make any difference. When you've got public schools that are being emptied out to allow illegals to move into the schools and be able to live there and sleep there, something is dreadfully wrong here. But we're not going to talk about all that stuff today. But think about this. Your doctors are going to become more and more overburdened. They're going to be worn down. They're not going to be able to think right. Amongst some of the things that we've done over the last several years, because I know we opened up talking about Dr. Kelly, and that is how I got drawn into this, with Kelly being a guest on my program. And he became a regular. There were several things I had to discuss with him to tell him it was a no-no. We're not going to discuss it because it had nothing to do with healing people or curing people or guiding them into health. There were times that Kelly did not always get along with people that he worked with, people he trained. That was not the case with Dr. Nicholas Gonzalez, who spent between three and five years working with Kelly. And Nick Gonzalez, of course, passed away in 2015. Very mysterious circumstances. I actually still work very closely with the Gonzalez Foundation. And there's things that we have co-joined and done some work on. As I've shared with you recently, in May or June of 2022, Mary Beth Gonzalez, Gonzalez's widow, sent me something very interesting. It's something that had never been seen before. In one of his old laptops, Mary Beth came across a phenomenal lecture that he had given some years before, talking about William Donald Kelly and how he had developed this metabolic therapy, this metabolic typing program of his, which is the one that I referred to during the last hour that had been rated as the greatest advancement in the field in 150 years. And it's amazing to me how many people are picking up on it, some medical practitioners. My doctor friend in Indiana has used it for himself. He's now recommended it for some of his patients. Some other doctors that he is teaching and training and getting to work on with this program. And as I mentioned before the break, that if Dr. Kelly's self-test for the different metabolic type is of interest to you, keep in mind, Kelly was very specific. That book is not been published for the purpose of people who've already been diagnosed with cancer. There's questions I can answer for you. There was a time that I helped counsel cancer victims, as I refer to them, all over the world. And that's because of the things Kelly taught me and the things that I learned from reading his books and going over and over. I instinctively understood it all. And that blew him away. Absolutely blew him away. There were times that he and I would have disagreements. And other people that Kelly had worked with and trained, Kelly would have disagreements. And basically, they'd get all snotty and pooper face, and they'd all run off in their own thing. Except I never did that. I just went back to work. And never argued with Kelly, never got into that kind of stuff. And he understood that. There were times that I would prescribe Kelly's various different enzymes, etc. People would buy those enzymes for me. I no longer do that. That's done through the Kelly Foundation and other locations. There is a piece that I published on the drkelly.net website that I had never published before. It's entitled Dr. William D. Kelly's Nutritional Metabolic Therapy. Now, I'm not going to share all that with you tonight because it's quite lengthy. And I don't know, maybe I should share it. I probably we've got the time to do that and take this program into a different, let's see if this opens up. Hot dog, it did. couple of other quick things, couple of other headlines. More doctors confessing to intentionally diagnosing healthy people with cancer to make money. Yeah, that is a real article. I don't have it published yet. I just came across this one earlier today. I am going to publish this thing. It is profound. It was written several years ago, but it fits. It unfortunately fits the direction and the mindset of so much, my friends, that we are dealing with, that it's absolutely sickening. It's absolutely sickening. We've got some other pieces we'll be publishing. Signs and symptoms of pancreatic cancer. I have done some pretty intense programs dealing with pancreatic cancer. By the way, for those of you who may be new to this broadcast, Kelly had been diagnosed with pancreatic cancer. And we've shared this very lengthy story before. This lecture that Gonzalez had given so many years before, no one had ever seen the written transcript of it. And Mary Beth came across it. And she made the decision to publish it. She submitted it to me. Not only did I also publish it, I published it in 4 different chapters on the Kelly site, drkelly.net. But it first and foremost became a 4-part broadcast. I was doing 1-hour programs at that point in time, and we did 1 hour per week. Now, in effect, I also added some things to it, not to alter it, but they were related. It had to do with dietary issues. It had to do with how we eat, what we eat, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And so it all became quite interesting. And that 4-part series is embedded in the RBN archives on my site. If you just don't know how to get to the archives, if you'd like to get copies of those audio programs, I invite you to send me an email at victory@drkelly.com. That's victory, VICTORY, at Dr. Kelly, DRKELLEY.net. Don't put a period after the doctor. DrKelly.net. Send me an email requesting that 4-part series. I will send you the links. And if you want the written aspect of it, I will send you the links for those as well. I don't charge you for that. The one thing that Kelly and I agreed upon from the very get-go is it was never about money. It wasn't about money with Kelly. It was not money with me. Yes, I make a few bucks. I publish the books. You can get the books from me. You don't have to go to Amazon and pay outrageous prices for books that technically shouldn't even be offered any longer. That won the previous title, Cancer, Cure, and the Incurable. Somebody out there is printing them, and they're selling them for outrageous sums of money. Why is it that Kelly and the publisher were banned from publishing those books, printing those books, and selling them because of violation of FDA standards? And yet somebody out there is printing it and selling it for, you know, 180, 200, some odd bucks. I've taken Amazon on before. There was a company out there some years ago selling copies of Kelly's books, his old titles, for $2,000 a copy. Totally ripping people off. I guess the mentality is if they got cancer, they'll pay any price to get cured. Let's share some history of Kelly. Over a quarter century time period, Kelly, a dentist by training, developed a complex approach to treating many chronic and degenerative diseases, including cancer. Now, the 3 main elements of his metabolic program were nutrition, detoxification, and supplements of pancreatic enzymes. And although the controversial Kansas-born practitioner was condemned as a charlatan by the Orthodox medical establishment, thousands of severely ill patients sought his advice and followed his program, many with reported good results. And today, a number of practitioners claim to be using the Kelly regime, though whether they actually are is open to question. I happen to know of at least 3 of them and constantly connect people with them all. And no, I don't ask for a finder's fee. One of them offers it. That's fine. It's a few bucks. No big deal. Interest in Kelly's therapy has increased, according to this author, dramatically in recent years, in many cases because of the work of Nicholas Gonzalez, a New York City physician who treats cancer patients in advanced or terminal stages. Gonzalez, who was trained by Kelly, did use a modified version of the Kelly program. Gonzalez was a graduate of Cornell University Medical School. He undertook a 5-year case study of Kelly's own cancer patients who had done well on the program. And Gonzalez's 500-page study was prepared under the sponsorship of Dr. Robert Good, then president of Memorial Sloan Kettering Cancer Center, greatly regarded as the finest case review ever conducted concerning an alternative cancer therapy. That, according to misinformation from OTA on the unconventional cancer treatments written by Robert E. Houston. In Houston's words, Gonzalez had given convincing evidence that diet and nutrition produced long-term remission in cancer patients, almost all of whom were beyond conventional help. Those words are written by the late Dr. Harold Lattice, a biologist, a former professor at Hunter College, who continued by saying, because the cases in Gonzalez's study represented a wide variety of cancers, the implication is that the paradigm had wide applicability to cancer treatment. What should happen is that the ACS, or American Cancer Society, he called it, or NCI, the National Cancer Institute, should immediately follow up with a $500,000 study to evaluate the rest of Kelly's cancer patients. But don't hold your breath, because the evidence is in. And it is stunning. Kelly is vindicated. Kelly held that a root cause of cancer is the body's inability to metabolize, which means digest and utilize protein. The person gets cancer because he's not properly metabolizing the protein in his diet. And then, to make matters worse, Kelly continued, the tumor has such a high metabolism that it uses up much of the food which is eaten. If a person's disordered protein metabolism is not corrected, Kelly continued, it will give rise to more tumors in the future, even if the first one is successfully removed. And this, by way, is the unfortunate reason why so many seemingly successful cancer operations end up in recurrences a year or two later. The tumor is removed, but the cause improper protein metabolism remained. Kelly linked faulty metabolism to a deficiency of pancreatic enzymes, which he regarded as a fundamental cause of cancer. He believed that certain pancreatic enzymes, especially those that were proteolytic or protein digesting enzymes, are the body's first line of defense against malignancy. This theory stands in marked contrast to conventional medicine, which holds that the immune system, with its natural killer cells, protects people against cancer. Well, as every biology student learns, the pancreas releases enzymes directly into the small intestine to aid digestion. But Kelly maintained that the pancreas also secretes enzymes into the bloodstream, where they circulate, reaching all body tissues and killing cancer cells by digesting them. Studies in the clinical literature lend support to this theory, first proposed by Dr. John Beard, a Scottish embryologist working in the early part of the last century, my friends, well over 120-odd years ago. So then we deal with things like mineral imbalance, immunity. Because imbalance of mineral metabolism is another condition that allows malignancy to occur, according to Dr. Kelly, who identified mineral imbalance as a root cause of the breakdown of the immune system. Additionally, he said that cancer cells produce, first, immune-blocking factors. Secondly, they seem to generate an electromagnetic force field that inhibits the proper response of the immune system. And so the Kelly anti-cancer program combined three things: therapeutic nutrition, supplements intended to destroy cancer cells, and thirdly, vigorous detoxification of the body. Now, I'm going to give you a brief review, Because in the Kelly program, we deal with 10 metabolic types. He divided people into what he called these 10 metabolic types, with slow oxidizing vegetarians at one extreme and fast oxidizing carnivores at the other. Each person is different, he asserted, not only in nutritional needs, but also in food utilization. For each of the 10 different metabolic types, a different nutritional program was recommended. An individualized diet was tailored to match the metabolic character of each patient, taking into account his or her physiology, neurological and physical makeup, basic metabolic rate, and personality. Some common threads ran through the diets, however. Consumption of raw organic fruits and vegetables was emphasized, while protein intake was reduced considerably in order to preserve the enzymes needed to digest the fruits and vegetables. Of course, there were supplements, because in addition to following a diet, Kelly's patients also took up to 150 supplement pills a day, including pancreatic enzymes and vitamins and minerals and concentrates of raw beef or organs and glands. And all that was believed by Kelly to contain tissue-specific growth factors, hormones, natural stimulants, and protective molecules. A direct anti-tumor effect had been observed repeatedly in patients on various metabolic therapies who received enzymes, either orally or by injection. As the enzyme digests the tumor, large amounts of cellular debris were released into the bloodstream and surrounding tissues. That according to Kelly. There was detoxification. And these breakdown products from cancer cells were foreign to the normal body and could be quite toxic, he maintained. And even though the liver and kidney can filter these substances out of the bloodstream, the wastes from tumor destruction form so quickly during enzyme therapy that the body's normal detoxification processes may become overloaded. But to assist your body in detoxification, Kelly's patients would periodically discontinue their enzymes and other supplements for several days. And this rest period, Kelly believed, allowed the liver and the kidneys to catch up with the body's load of tumor byproducts. Oh, and then there's this one, the coffee enemas. Oh, yes. This was the second aid in detoxification. And Kelly advised all his patients to take at least one coffee enema every day. His reasoning was that coffee enemas clean out the liver and the gallbladder, help the body get rid of the toxins produced during tumor breakdown. Now, during a coffee enema, claimed Kelly, the caffeine that is rapidly absorbed in the large intestine flowed quickly into the liver. He held that in high enough concentrations, caffeine causes the liver and the gallbladder to contract vigorously, releasing large amounts of stored waste into the intestinal tract and greatly aiding in elimination. And Kelly also believed that enemas were important in stimulating the immune system, since most waste products eliminated by detoxification were enzyme inhibitors. Frequent enemas prevent the suppression of protein digesting enzymes, and those enzymes can break down the cancer cells, the fibrin, the protein coats, making the cancer cells more vulnerable to the immune system. Non-orthodox doctors other than Kelly, among them Dr. Max Gerson, also had recommended coffee enemas. Let me share with you. A short while ago, a few minutes ago, I shared with you this four-part series that Dr. Gonzalez had done on Kelly's metabolic typing program. But he doesn't talk so much about the process, but how it came together. As I mentioned to you in last hour, Kelly had been diagnosed in the early 60s with terminal pancreatic cancer. His doctor gave him approximately 2 months to live. He lived for many years beyond that and helped and assisted many, 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 many people. But how did he create the metabolic program? Because he realized that he had to change his diet. But as most people, when you realize that you accept the idea that one must make change, you're not quite sure which way to go. Keep in mind, Kelly was a dentist by trade. And, you know, that's a different ballgame. Kelly's mother stepped in and didn't take any crap from her son and guided him into complete changes in his dietary situation and begin to make a difference. And that is ultimately, in simple terms, how Kelly began to create this program. Now, Kelly's second wife, and this is something of all the years I've been affiliated with the Kelly organization, never knew this. Kelly's second wife is extremely ill. And because of her illness, Kelly expanded his studies and his experimentation with the right kind of foods for the right kind of person, et cetera, which also expanded his entire metabolic typing program. Now, just for curiosity's sake, if you go to our site, drkelly.net, below the title at the top of the page, which says Dr. Kelly's Victory Over Cancer, there are a section of links. One says home, one says welcome to mission, one says Dr. William D. Kelly history or his story, Dr. Kelly's metabolic typing, the Kelly enzymes, the bookstore, Granny's Pharmacy, and on the air. Well, the one that becomes interesting is to click on is Dr. Kelly's metabolic typing. What that will do is probably confuse the hell out of you, but don't let that happen. It is the written transcript of Dr. Kelly's book, The Self-Test for the Different Metabolic Type. It is not the test. But it's the written transcript. There are times I honestly believe that it's a mistake to leave that up there because it becomes very confusing to people. You're better off to acquire the book. If you've not been diagnosed with cancer, if you're interested in getting a better understanding of what the proper dietary circumstances you should be dealing with, then it's worth having the book to take the tests and get clarification, understand the kinds of food that you should be eating and the kinds of food that your body requires you kind of stay away from. Oh, Dr. Kelly's test?
Yeah.
It's included in the book. You can use it up to 5 different times. I tell people to take the test in colored pencil. Change the color each time you take the test. In my work with the Gonzalez Foundation, we did things a little differently. Mary Beth Gonzalez approached me about doing something in a joint fashion, and I agreed to do so. And along with John Kelly, Dr. Kelly's son, and we agreed to do that. And they took a little bit of a split with Kelly's stuff, with some alterations that Dr. Gonzalez had done, and created a test that could be done and taken online. I don't know what the cost factor is, but maybe to some degree it's a simplification of what Kelly had done. But once again, Gonzalez had worked with Kelly, fully trained. But as time goes on, there's some adjustments that are made that appeared to work. And so I can get you connected with the Gonzalez organization. And if you wish to purchase Dr. Kelly's book, I have it available. Very fair pricing. Once again, it ain't about money. If you choose to go with the test through the Gonzales operation, no problem. I won't see any money out of it, and I don't care. I'm concerned about your health. Let's make sure you start eating the right type of food for your blood type or whatever your needs are. Back to our commentary. And by the way, this thing that I was not planning on doing on the air tonight, and time may prevent us from doing it all, was written by Richard Walters in 1993. He wrote a book called The Alternative Cancer Therapy Book in 1993. I had published this once before. He did provide the link, but that link is no longer any good. And I decided to grab this thing and go in here and publish it the other day. So that's kind of what I'm sharing with you tonight. Other things that Kelly dealt with, we talked about the coffee enemas. He gets into discussion about organ flushes. Because his original program included purges to cleanse the liver, the gallbladder, intestines, the kidney, the lungs. Like many other metabolic therapists, Kelly believed that the functioning of those organs was severely impaired in the cancer patient. Colonic irrigations, liver, gallbladder flushes, controlled sweating accomplished the cleansing tasks. Kelly also would recommend some form of manipulative therapy, such as chiropractic adjustment or osteopathic manipulation, to stimulate your unnervated nerves. And then, of course, one of the interesting things, the spiritual component. Because a frequently overlooked aspect of the Kelly system is its spiritual component. Kelly called his approach metabolic ecology, taking into account the cancer patient's total environment, physical, mental, emotional, spiritual. And Kelly urged the patient to accept the fact that you are afflicted with the symptom, malignant cancer, and that recovery was possible. Establish a faith in a power greater than yourself and know that with his help, you can regain health and harmony. And patients were encouraged to conduct a searching self-analysis to eliminate the negative behavioral patterns and emotions. But you've got to understand, this rigorous Kelly regimen is not easy. It, as with anything else in your own health issues, is going to require self-discipline, a strong will to alter established dietary and other habits. Some patients experience fear and anxiety during the healing crisis involving lymph system, swelling, pain, fever. All normal responses as the body detoxifies and heals. Critics of the system were deeply troubled by the enormous number of pills that a patient was required back in the day to consume. Orthodox medicine holds that mega doses of vitamins and minerals are unnecessary and they can be harmful. Excessive amounts of the fat-soluble vitamins A, D, E, and A, or K are stored in the body. They can be toxic, according to mainstream physicians. But Kelly proponents countered that the nutritional program supplies various aids to the digestive system, enabling the large doses of supplements to be absorbed and fully utilized. And those digestive aids included hydrochloric acid, said to be abnormally low in many people, lessening their ability to digest proteins. Kelly also prescribed a combination of the herb comfrey, the digestive enzyme pepsin, and those supplements dissolve the mucus coatings that cover the villi, the finger-like projections of the small intestine, and block the absorption of nutrients. You see, Kelly's theory that people were genetically carnivorous or vegetarian or somewhere in between was rejected by many vegetarians and by others. Well, you go back to the whole thing. Oops, the coffee enemas again. Oh, some prospective patients were put off by the idea of frequent enemas, although Kelly claimed that most of his patients quickly adapted to that procedure. And in fact, many patients on metabolic therapy programs had reported a dramatic increase in energy, an improved outlook after a coffee enema, presumably because of the elimination of the toxins from the bloodstream and the cells and the liver. And the procedure appeared to calm and soothe the nervous system, dispelling nausea, irritability, lethargy, lack of appetite, sometimes even severe pain. Pat Judson, a woman from Dearborn, Michigan, became Dr. Kelly's patient in 1972. Oh, she'd been operated on for cancer of the colon 2 years earlier. At the time of this writing in 1993, she was in excellent health, completely cancer-free after her original diagnosis of incurable cancer. And as she told the Michigan State Legislature Committee investigating alternative cancer treatments in 1977, "I speak as a cancer patient who 7 years ago was sent home to die by a doctor who told me there was nothing more traditional medicine could do for her. One of the doctors that performed her surgery told her that I had the fastest growing type known to man, and cobalt or chemotherapy would not help her. And expressing surprise that she'd even survived the surgery, he told her that she had 6 months to a year to live. And yet she was given diethylstilbestrol, or DES, for hormone balance, since they had also removed her ovaries. He said, I wondered many times why a medical doctor would prescribe a cancer-producing drug to a cancer patient. In January of 1972, almost 2 years after her original surgery, Pat had a recurrence of the blockage of her colon, and the cancer had metastasized to the lymph glands. Reluctant to go through the ordeal of surgery a second time, she turned to a different doctor who advised her that she might survive possibly 3 months with surgery. But at that point in time, she heard of this nutritional therapy of this Dr. Kelly and went to visit him in Texas. And after taking a blood sample and conducting diagnostic tests that were subjected to computer analysis, Kelly determined that Pat had a cancer index of 600. Now, that scale was devised by Kelly to gauge the body's ability to defend itself. It runs from an optimal 1, or normal, to a 1.000, which is terminal, beyond help. Following those tests, Kelly prescribed a combination of diet, rest, exercise, and detoxification. When Pat Judson returned to Kelly's office 5 months later for a checkup, her index rating had dropped to 300. Her cancer was under control. 11 months after her initial visit, a shriveled mass of excreted material was found to be necrotic, or dead tissue from the colon tumor. Pat's next cancer index reading with Kelly was 50, which is within the normal range. Standard diagnostic tests subsequently confirmed her to be in remission. During Pat's first operation in 1970, her surgeon had noticed a lump in her throat that she had had since girlhood. Said he might have been a leader for the cancer. And as Pat continued on a Kelly maintenance protocol after being diagnosed in remission, she also took Essiac, the Canadian herbal tea that had helped many cancer patients. By 1978, the cancer in Pat's throat was completely gone and had never returned. Now, our author posts a note at this point in time in his writing that some practitioners strongly advise against combining the Kelly program with Essiac or any other herbal remedy. They contend that the herbs work against the enzyme supplements, end quote. Pat Judson served as president of the Metro Detroit chapter of the Foundation for Advancement in Cancer Therapy, or FACT, in which capacity she told the Michigan State Legislature Committee, if I had accepted the advice of my doctor, if I had not been directed to Dr. Kelly, I would be merely another cancer statistic. In her speech, she also rebuked the medical establishment for its constant harassment of Kelly. As he came under massive attack. Do we spend the time talking about it tonight? Probably not. I may make a little bit of reference to it here. Because Kelly's problems with the medical orthodoxy intensified in 1969 when he self-published his book, One Answer to Cancer, which became a bestseller in the nutritional underground. The dietary program presented in the book was a distillation of his personal battle against the illness. In 1964, he was told by his doctor he had metastasized pancreatic cancer, one of the deadliest forms of the disease, and that he had but weeks to live. There's no biopsy verification for his cancer. His internist recommended surgery, but the surgeon felt Kelly would not survive the operation. And so with nothing else to lose, Kelly, who held a doctorate of dental surgery from Baylor University in Dallas and had an extensive background in nutrition, began his own impromptu course of nutritional therapy and lifestyle changes. And as he gradually recovered, he felt he had stumbled across a scientific discovery and undertook further research to refine his program. And as the book One Answer to Cancer soared in popularity, Texas medical and legal officials launched an investigation of its author in 1969. Undercover officials posed as patients, and a restraining order prohibited Kelly from treating non-dental disease, and a local district court made it illegal for him to distribute One Answer to Cancer or any other publication discussing his approach to degenerative illness. Kelly appealed the decision to the United States Supreme Court, arguing that the restraining order was a flagrant violation of his First Amendment rights, but the Supreme Court upheld the ruling. And Nicholas Gonzalez says, to my knowledge, Kelly remained the only scientist in this country's history ever forbidden by court decree from publishing. Well, in 1971, the American Cancer Society put Kelly's therapy on its unproven methods blacklist, where it remained. To this day, no ACS scientist has ever attempted a direct objective evaluations of Kelly's methods and results. And after the Texas Dental Board suspended his license for 5 years in 1976, Kelly moved to Winthrop, Washington, where he continued his nutritional practice and later moved to Pennsylvania. Kelly's most highly publicized encounter with the medical establishment began in 1980 when he agreed to counsel and treat actor Steve McQueen, who was suffering from advanced mesothelioma, a rare, nearly always fatal form of lung cancer. McQueen's malignancy was too extensive for surgery. His terminal condition was completely hopeless. And nevertheless, on Kelly's advice, McQueen entered a small Mexican hospital where doctors claimed to use the Kelly program. McQueen never followed the full Kelly protocol. He smoked, he smuggled junk food into his room. But even so, after 8 weeks on a partial Kelly regime, his tumor had stopped growing. McQueen no longer felt a need for painkillers. He had put on weight. His doctors expressed some cause for optimism. However, McQueen eventually discontinued the program. He died November of 1980, just hours after undergoing surgery to remove an apparently dead tumor mass in his abdomen. Of course, the ensuing public publicity triggered a mass assault on the Kelly organized by the American medical community. Spokesperson for the ACS and the NCI and other leading medical schools condemned Kelly and his methods vociferously without ever bothering to examine the details of McQueen's treatment. Well, Kelly claimed a high success rate with patients on his therapy. For those with a predicted life expectancy of about 3 months, he said that a well-designed nutritional program would yield slightly better than a 50-50 chance of survival. And for those with very advanced disease, given less than 3 months to live, he claimed a success rate of between 25 and 35%. Now, those figures had never been verified and should be treated with caution. And yet, according to Ruth Sackman, executive director of FACT, an educational organization that leans toward a nutritional metabolic approach, They stated enough of Kelly's patients lived 10 years or more to suggest a pattern of survival and to indicate that he was using a basically sound system. Let me share with you, when I was in 2015, was preparing the book, which we ultimately wind up putting out, which is now called Victory Over Cancer Without Surgery, Chemotherapy, and Radiation. You go to the website, right-hand column, you can scroll down a little bit, you'll see a picture of the book. I was living at my son's house. He was not living there. He and his other half and their baby daughter had moved back to Tennessee. And I'd moved in there to take over the house and renovate it and get it ready to sell for them. The house they'd bought a couple of years before for $70,000, and by the time I finished it, the going rate for homes in that particular neighborhood were going for about $118,000. By the time I was finished, I got sold the place for $140,000. But I was doing my program live from that home each day. And as we were working on preparing the text and the back and forth and everything else that we had to do with this book, I had one of the only digital copies of One Answer to Cancer that Kelly had given me for safekeeping. And I was able to restore and add interviews that Kelly had done in the book. We added images that had never been published before in his books, but restored his original writings, a few minor upgrades that he was aware of, that he'd approved. Of course, Kelly was long since dead by then. He'd been gone for 10 years. But I kept full records. Didn't alter one damn thing in his protocols. Nothing. But I began to offer the book in the spring, late spring, early summer of 2015. I would not accept credit card, debit card, nothing. Payment by check only. But with this deal, I would not cash a single check until the day the book went to the printer for publication. And I held that promise. And so I believe it was on September 1 of 2015 that we gave the go-ahead to the printer. One of the checks that I'd received in the mail came from a former patient of Kelly's, one named Linda H. And along with her order, she enclosed these words on handwritten note. She said, "I had the privilege of going to Dr. Kelly in 1975 in Grapevine, Texas for the treatment. Here I am in 2015 at the age of 69. He was a wonderful, caring man, and I credit him with the long life I'd had. I'm so blessed to have found him and his wisdom, and will always be grateful." The sad thing is I, getting rid of the checks, I got rid of all the envelopes. How stupid can I be? I'd love to have stayed in touch with Linda just to get some feedback from her and see how she was doing. I'm sure she's no longer with us, but I could be wrong. I certainly hope she is. We take a look at some of the other things here. You know, how medical community continued to attack Kelly. One of the other things we talked about, we've made reference to in the program here tonight, is Dr. Kelly's self-test for the different metabolic types. If you go to the Kelly website, I'd made reference to I think the bookstore or the bookshelf. The bookstore. If you choose to do so, you can order the Kelly book, Victory Over Cancer Without Surgery, Chemotherapy, or Radiation. Even if you've not been diagnosed, you can begin to learn a phenomenal amount about cancer, what it is, the causes, how to treat it, how to deal with it. I'm not trying to say be your own doctor, but gain some knowledge. My God, I've got a doctor who I'm dealing with in Indiana, never bothered to tell me that he had cancer. And he's almost become an expert in this field now, dealing with himself. He's now teaching other doctors about the things that he has learned and provided them with books, etc. So that book is available. The Victory Over Cancer Without Surgery, Chemotherapy, or Radiation. If you've not been diagnosed with cancer, you just may be interested in the self-test for the different metabolic types. But it certainly doesn't hurt to have both of them, because Victory Over Cancer will teach you so much about cancer. What it is, what causes it, how to deal with all these things. So, yes, we have a package price that'll save money. And, you know, certainly invite you to do it. I ship those books directly from my location. You can order it through PayPal if you want to do so. If you want to mail me a check or a money order, I have no problem with that. More than happy to do it. There's a lot to be learned. Getting into a little bit of discussion about the self-test or the so-called Kelly questionnaire. In Kelly's elaborate system of diagnosis and treatment, patients answered a detailed questionnaire, originally a nutritional survey which consisted of 3,200 questions. The results at that point were assessed by a computer. Each patient was then fitted into Kelly's classification system of metabolic typing, which he used in treating a wide variety of diseases, not just cancer. Our author says, to understand Kelly's metabolic typing system, let us quickly review the ABCs of metabolism. The human body has two nervous systems. The central nervous system regulates conscious movement, and the autonomic nervous system governs unconscious actions such as digestion, secretion of enzymes, hormones, breathing, blood circulation, heartbeat. And the ANS plays a key role in the way cells transform food and energy. According to Kelly, people who are slow oxidizing or sympathetic dominant types thrive on high carbonate, low protein foods. And how much? I can't look at that when I'm doing the program. I'm sorry, darling. And I just lost track of where I was at. Oh, so all of this that I'm sharing with you on this program tonight, I will share this. If a person follows the wrong diet in Kelly's theory, the disease is more likely to develop. For each of the three basic types, broken down into 10 metabolic subtypes, Kelly recommends a diet that would push the autonomic nervous system towards metabolic equilibrium. That is what becomes important to you. There is additional information I have in here about Dr. Kelly, about Dr. Gonzalez, and this continues. This is a piece that, as I mentioned, was written in 1993 by Richard Walters. We have published it on our site, drkelly.net. Its title, Dr. William D. Kelly's Nutritional Metabolic Therapy. You spend any time at the website, over on the right-hand side, there are a series of pictures and titles. One, it's called Dr. Kelly Is In. Most of what is in that stuff are pieces that Kelly had written, or they're portions of his book, or something about Kelly. Some of the stuff with the Gonzalez situation, etc., etc. quite outstanding. It will keep you going. A piece we published, republished a couple of weeks ago called Kelly, Body Detoxification. Of course, one of the greatest film pieces ever. A bite of chocolate a day could help keep the doctor away. That's right. Some studies suggested savoring a bar of dark chocolate could reduce your risk of stroke and improve your health. It's a little piece from Forrest Gump. Hey, it's time for us to go. Thank you for spending your valuable time with me tonight. My name is Jeffrey Bennett. And with glass lifted on high, I say to health with you. We'll see you tomorrow night. And we'll see you again next week. Good night.
I'm with you once more under the stars. And down by the shore an orchestra's playing. Even the palms seem to be swaying when they begin. To live it again is past all endeavor, except when that tune clutches my heart. Divine, what rapture serene, till clouds came along to disperse the joys we had tasted. And now when I hear people curse the chance that was wasted, I know but too well what they mean. So don't begin. Oh yes, let them begin to begin. Make them play till the stars that were there before return above you. Till you whisper to me once more, darling, I love you. And we suddenly know heaven we're in when they begin the beginning. When they begin the beginning.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.